Hey, my partner fucking suggests that. Yeah. Oh my god, you cheating on me, right? Lung chow, I slap a face. All I did was to help people. Yeah, I won't slap a face, lah. Like, all right. I was gonna fuck for a while. I just sorry. Lung chow, everything on the system.
Welcome back to the Liquor Crash Show, the world's number podcast filmed in an actual bar, and today we are in Kempai 789! Woohoo! All to celebrate that! To celebrate that, Jarvis is gonna down the remainder of the corners right there. Corners.
He's gonna down it. I just wanna let you know what I heard. 789!
And now he's gonna down the fucking corners. He's gonna down the corners. So in a relationship, right? Jealousy, I feel like to a certain degree is normal if you're feeling a certain way and then you communicate about that and then that's how we know, right? But however, one thing that I feel like not a lot of people establish is that sometimes you don't know the other person's perspective is and the other person's expectations. So today, right, I'm going to give you guys certain scenarios and I'll ask you guys, okay, is it right to be jealous or is it innocent? Okay, so the first one, very, very simple. It's a very, very classic one, which is okay. Would you be okay if your partner lends someone else of the opposite sex a jacket during a cold day?
Yes.
Yes?
Like, as in, would I be angry if my partner lends someone a jacket?
Or would you be like a bit jealous,
would you be
a
okay
bit jelly?
Or would you like question it?
No, then not.
What about the ladies?
Bro. Don't get me started.
Really?
I will be a bit jealous, but I will understand. I will understand, but I'll be a bit jealous.
A bit. What about you, Matilda?
I don't know. I mean, like, really very cold, man. Singapore very hot. Like, can we just understand the level?
Office
coldness?
Very cold.
Like,
office is centralized aircon. Cannot make. Cold. Cannot make. Cannot adjust the temperature. It's centralized aircon.
Then just work from home.
Yeah, sister, go home, leh.
So really, are you jealous?
A bit jealous. A bit jealous.
Okay, okay.
But I think not too over jealous. I'll make a big deal out of it. Yeah.
Okay, but okay.
That's like, how are you going to land?
But just check it, right? Like I not, you look at me, you think I cold, man. Like, the aircon blasted on me, I'm enjoying my life over here.
Uh-huh.
I would, you just want my underwear, so just take my underwear, bro. I'm like that.
Wait, so you would give a girl your underwear if they need underwear for whatever reason?
Yeah, take my underwear.
Nah, dude.
Take all my underwear, that's okay.
And your partner be like, yeah.
No, but if she take another fucking man's underwear, I will question
then
her.
Then why cannot?
Because she's taking another fucking man's ball sex. The fucking stains are there.
No, but you're giving some your
yeah
ball sack essence to
yeah
some other girl now.
Oh, no, that's okay.
So your partner would just like, no,
no, I'm a man of giving.
Do you hear like a lot of stories about men selling their underwear online? No, right?
Yeah, nobody wants our underwear.
Exactly, yeah, nobody wants
yeah
our.
Yeah, precisely.
If you're asking us for our underwear, right, you fucking need it, right?
Yeah.
Is there different ways, right? Imagine, okay, if there's a difference between if that girl is like, yeah, broke and let me your jacket,
oh,
then he's
yeah
like, okay, yeah. And then there's a difference between she's like,
eh,
okay, okay, so you're
nah,
a,
fuck off, dude.
You're the boyfriend. Yeah, you're the boyfriend,
okay,
and,
okay,
I, and I'm some,
okay,
I'm some
okay
like random bitch.
Okay,
and, like,
okay,
and your name is Sam. Okay. And it's like, hey, Sam, very cold, eh, voila, are you cold? And then you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, okay. Then you take out your jacket, you wear for her.
I will cut off your hand. Sam, I will cut off your hand.
Really, yeah? What about you? What about you, Ren?
Nah, dude, I'm so angry. Wait,
he takes off the jacket of his own partner to put it on the.
The office bitch, right, that is always cold, right? Every day cold, right? Don't know how to bring her own f***ing jacket. But then she, that day, right, never bring jacket, she wears strapless. And she's like, wow, Sam, today the aircon really very cold, like that outside raining, like.
Okay, but how does his partner know? Is he there?
Sam is the guy that's, like, attached.
Okay, but as in like if you are Sam's
because,
girlfriend,
okay, no,
Jarvis is just thinking
like,
about like, oh, if she don't know, then never mind lah.
Hey, where's your jacket, babe?
No, as in how does her girlfriend know?
Yeah, so like she came like to meet him after work. Like, hey, where's your jacket, babe? Like, cause she want to borrow the jacket.
So I'm asking that loophole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm asking for the loophole.
Like,
so if don't have the loophole, then never mind.
No. Then there's a problem because he's. No, I think it can work both ways. I think because some men, okay, I tell you,
no.
I mean, you already know, a lot of men are f***ing stupid. Okay, they don't see into these kind of things. If
I don't need my jacket, you take
Yeah, that's what we do.
Like, I'm
yeah.
not cold.
Give the kill. Yeah, yeah. Just take it lah. No. You wear strapless, you fucking stupid lah. But you want to take it, you are stupid.
No, 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 no.
This is your mistake, but like I can realize that I help lah. So
but good. the difference is the boyfriend wear for the other girls, yeah. It's not just now I give you.
And also, oh, I saw the face on. She fucking dumb.
Like, ah, yeah, yeah.
Also, how she asked, right? She asked, yeah, like, hey, yeah. Sorry, I'm very cold, can let me. Then okay.
She know you got a girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah, she knows.
But what did she ask?
No, but the way he described it was like, hey,
I'm very cold. Yeah, I'm very cold, leh. Wow, today raining, leh. Yeah. Okay, hey, are you using your jacket?
But in my head is, hey, I'm very cold, let me.
No, if I, or yeah. You will still translate it to your own language.
Because you must detect the main character bitch. Those are pick me bitches,
pick
right?
Pick me.
Yeah, pick me bitches. Then they will do this kind of thing for attention. But for guys, right, we miss it so easily. Mm. We just think the girl like that.
Coming back to the point, a lot of men are fucking stupid. But also smart at the same time. Because we miss out on all these points which we are supposed to, you know, take into consideration, but we just don't. And all our intention was to do is just, you cold? Take the jacket!
But how's
it? Take the jacket! But if you, we just like, you cold, right? Put that, just take the jacket.
Okay. Additional scenario. So you are the girlfriend.
I'm the girlfriend,
right?
Yeah.
You come and pick him up after work,
yes.
Right? And you see, hey, where's your jacket?
Yes.
Then before he can answer, right, you see this bitch, right? Behind at her table, or she's standing up, right? And she's doing that swinging thing with the oversized hoodie. She's doing this thing with his jacket. What would you do?
I'll set her on fire.
You know this thing that oh, like the girl, the AQ one with the oversized and the sleeve and all that.
Yeah.
You're doing this shit over here.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're doing.
I think that one, I will help my partner set her on fire. Because I gave in good intentions and then now you're fucking it up for me. Okay. No, but it really depends on the man's intentions.
Does
it
know?
How the girl says it.
But what if the bitch has intention, but okay, so the difference is right. That bitch has intention, but your man has no intention.
Yeah, so how are you going to put
it
across?
Then why you stupid, you never see? How can you not see?
Because we just don't see these things.
We don't see these things.
We just don't see. They call, we give jacket, we just want to help people. Now you're telling me I cannot help people? Oh, then got cancer society. Let's not donate later, she thinks that. Don't help. You want charity? No.
He went there.
Shit.
Yeah, because one of the things like I like the most about you is that you're so generous and kind and like caring about people. Then you give a jacket, then it become a fucking issue. Like when I'm doing the same thing, like why is double standard?
Because
okay, that's it, we understand because you see things that we don't see. Because we are dumb. But from our POV, right? Can help a person, help lah. No. My jacket either way go sit on my chair.
Okay, but I believe, right? I strongly believe that some men are not that stupid.
Yeah.
I strongly believe that some men are really not that stupid. They know what they are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some lah. I'm saying
like
most.
Like 1%.
Yeah, I'm just saying most men just, you know, you want jacket, just fucking take a jacket. I don't need a fucking jacket. It's because it's worse when you are colleagues and then a lady needs a jacket. The jacket you're not using, and you say no. I'm not gonna lend you the fucking jacket. You are starting a war. So just. Take the jacket. Whatever lunch you do, want to do the petrol station.
Station.
I don't care. You know outside the fucking the air one. Whatever the fuck you want to do to the jacket, just do.
Nice.
Don't fucking incriminate me in your fucking jacket. Hey, if my partner fucking suggests that, oh my god, you cheating on me now, lunch I slap a. All I did was to help people. See, okay, I won't slap her face lah. Like,
alright.
I woke up for a while. I just sorry. I'll lunch everything on this.
Work wife.
Oh,
what? If it's a fucking work wife, no way.
Hey,
no.
What is? Can explain to me what this work wife thing is?
Wow.
I don't know. All my employees male.
So
yeah.
Okay, like in my understanding at least for work wives, right? So work wives is like someone who is very close to like a different gender, right? But so it's like a girl and a guy, and then like they are work wives and work husbands together because they're very close. They like to like play tricks, have their like fun little interactions, but can be seen also as like very flirty. Mm.
Are there so sexual connotations to a work wife?
Why do you need to establish this is my work wife? Like, why do people say
that? Oh, that is actually a term.
Yeah.
No, this is the first time I'm hearing the fact that it's a fucking term.
Work wife, work husband also.
Work wife, work husband, both sides.
Yeah, what is this? Like what's the point? Like, why do you need to accept, yeah, this is my work husband, this is
actually,
my work wife?
I've never heard the term work husband. I've always heard work wife. Because like, even the girl will refer to himself as the work wife. Ooh. Not him as the work husband.
I never heard of work wife, work husband, work lunch. I only heard of work.
Now, okay, so next scenario is, would you be jealous if your partner drops someone home? Like, he driving, then drop someone home. Would you be jealous? Okay. Some of the opposite sex, lah, obviously.
I know this is not very logical, but for some reason, right, like, I have this thing where, and then obviously, he's not going to be sending the person home in the back seat, right?
Like, not grab, lah.
Yeah. I don't know why I have a thing where, like, that seat just makes me a bit, like, icky when someone else of the opposite sex is there. Like, do you have that same thing also?
It's
a bit like weird.
It's like not your seat, babes. Like, get out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll say it for you.
What if you're like Daniel and he only has two seats?
How you got two seats?
Yeah. But do you have childhood trauma?
No, it's not about
childhood
trauma.
No, but why?
There's a choice, right? Like, if she's able to sit the back, I think she can sit the back.
That's why I say it's not logical. Because it's not right for them to be sitting in the back seat.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it makes me a bit uncomfortable, but it's not something I will understand.
Okay, I need to understand the nature of this girl. Whether she knows boundaries or not. Then can.
She do laundry?
Boundaries. Oh.
She do laundry. Why is she only do laundry? She do alternate day one.
Yeah. She dry cleaning. Okay. Yeah, she needs to know her boundaries. Or then how can...
Okay, so let's say it's the morning after, right? And then your partner is telling you what happened last night.
Yeah.
Right, what are the questions that you would ask? It's like, oh, I sent this person home. I sent Jess home.
I sent this person home.
Mm. Okay. What would you ask? How would you, like, QC this bitch?
Ooh. No, we like, first question is like, have you told me about this girl before, right? Maybe I have some, like, background knowledge about
her. For me, like, even if it's someone I've just met, right, if it's convenient, it's not inconvenient for me, and, like, it just helps them, right, I'll just send them back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, like, honestly, this guy, right, it's not that deep. It's just like, I'm a nice person. If I can help, I will just help.
If it's on the way?
Yeah,
but if it's out of the way?
Right.
It's not like from Clark Key, then I need to go to
like Woodlands
and yeah. Sand. I like how we both signal Woodlands there because it's
possible. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
I don't
very
know
out of the way. If you live at Woodlands, sorry, bro.
That's something important. Yeah, like, I wouldn't want my
like
guy.
It's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, for me, right, because I'm also lazy, like, 5-minute radius. If it's more than a 5-minute detour, right, it's inconvenient
yeah,
for me then.
Yeah.
Mm.
But if it's like 5 minutes, 10 okay, for like a bro, 10 minutes, like, hey, Jarvis, out on A9, right? If I'm driving, I'll send him back.
No.
Okay, what about, right? Okay, so let's say we are out at, like, maybe somewhere in, like, Bugis or something,
yeah,
right? Okay. Then I stay near town.
Mm.
And then they stay, like, further, like, north or west or whatever.
Yishun.
Right? Okay, let's say stay at Yishun.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for them, but they stay at Yishun. Then they tumpang to my place. So it's like even less inconvenient for me. It's like literally like no fucking difference in my life. But the surcharge from like town versus surcharge from my place is a lot less. So is that an issue or not?
Also, they will go to your house first, then they book another cab, right?
Yeah, but like not like come upstairs lah. Like, I'm just driving home with a passenger.
Oh,
and
okay,
then
yeah,
they get out and they book their own grab.
That's fine.
To your house, cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think it's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine, right?
Yeah.
Then I wait for them to get
Grab. Yeah. Can
and most
yeah,
that's
just
only
that's
what
just
you
polite,
yeah,
right? That's
yeah,
being
polite.
Yeah.
I think the bare minimum is you wait for the fella
yeah,
to
yeah,
like
yeah.
Cannot just be like
unless you take a giant dump lah. Then
I've been there,
run,
I've been
then
there,
run, run, run.
Yeah, that'd be hard.
Then run. That's like immediately go. You know the anus, right?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I know the anus. I'm very familiar with the anus.
My anus knows, right? When I exit the expressway, how long the ETA to hold?
Oh yeah, then your fucking anus is pushing it out, right? Yeah, that fucking feeling.
So I have just enough time from the expression, then the anus triggers, right? And then I know I have 2 minutes to get upstairs to the toilet. So even if sometimes I live on the wrong floor, my life won't be hard. And there was one time, right? It was this one of the most painful experiences of my life. Because, right, I was walking back home from a friend's place, right?
Yeah.
And I passed the expressway exit. So it's about a 10-minute walk, right? But my anus, you the trigger, right?
Oh shit!
And a 10-minute walk.
They don't know you're not in car, lah. You're not in vehicle.
Yeah, I didn't know I was not in car. It did not discriminate the mode of transport. It saw the visual marker and it said 2 minutes.
Oh my god!
And
oh
then fuck!
Did you run?
You know what? No chance of running. It was
in the bush.
It's a clenched anus. And it was like, it turned into like a 25 minute walk because I'm like shuffling like a f***ing penguin, drunk as shit at 4 a.m. I'm shuffling down the road because my anus is not understand modes of transport.
I feel like this needs a whole other episode on itself. Understanding our body the, anatomy.
No, understanding our anus. Anus, yes. Anus. And no, whenever he said Anus, I know a lot of friends whose name Anushka. Sorry to all the Anushka. You're not full of shit.
Literally.
There is something that I want to expand back on. Really.
You want to expand your anus?
Nothing about anus. Nothing here about anus.
I can share an experience.
Okay.
My ex-girlfriend. So she was sitting in the back seat. And then the Grab driver asked her to sit in front because they were talking very nicely. She also just want to be nice. She sat in front and she didn't go by the door and sit in front. She went by the seat.
Oh my god.
And then
okay.
Sat in front.
Like but, the car moving
she,
or what?
As in, that's why I fell in love with her because she's like me. Because I also will do the same. I don't want you to fucking stop the car for me. So that's what she did. And then they talk and after she got to the destination, which is my house, she's coming to meet me. The fella asked for a hug. And she just thought innocently, because you're talking about some sensitive stuff, so like he needs a hug. So she said, okay, hug. And she hugged the fucking driver. And he groped her. And she came to meet me, and she didn't tell me until a while later because, yeah, she was just, like, so that's where, you know, when the guy or girl put the hands on the lap, like sometimes you just need to fucking process.
Yeah, like, you just need some time to process. Yeah.
So she needed time to process and then she told me.
Okay.
But then she got very angry with my reaction.
Huh? How did you react?
I got a car number, everything. I be a fucking Indian. I put the fucking number, everything on the social media. I don't know his number. I call him, fuck you, I'll cut your throat up. I got fucking angry lah, but she was just telling, it's like, she knew that this is gonna happen. So she delayed the timing to tell me because she didn't want to tell me because she knew this. Mm. But what the fuck can you expect from me? Because I fucking love her, so I would do it lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so ultimately then he just said sorry on my phone because I told him.
Oh, so you legit call him?
Yeah, I call him every fucking day until he want to throw.
Oh my god, you call him every day?
Every fucking day until he picked up my fucking
ladies. Ladies, I want to ask you ladies something, which is like, is that a reaction that you want from your man? Because I feel like when ladies tell their partners about a certain incident, right, they kind of want them to be jealous also, right?
Huh?
No?
No, not jealous lah.
Lancha, not jealous.
Depends on the situation.
No,
as in
like,
no,
you want them to
be
like,
no, no jealousy.
No, okay, would you want your partner to be like, oh, okay lah, but it's not your fault, never mind.
Like in this situation?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Like I won't want my partner to be jealous over this kind of situation.
Okay.
It's not an appropriate kind of
I wouldn't be jealous. I'll just be angry.
No, I'm not jealous. I wasn't jealous.
Yeah.
I'm just very angry. Yeah.
We move back to the touching thai one, okay? So, would imagine like a guy, office party, whatever, right? Touches your thai and then you are telling your partner about it and your partner is just like, ayah, not your fault lah. Maybe he drunk or what, then he just brushes it off. Will you be okay or would you rather him like be angry or jealous?
I want him to maybe like, actually, maybe it can be a few different ways. Maybe I've already processed it in my mind, right? I'm going to, like, let's say, pursue, like, police case, right? Then maybe I just want him to be, like, a listening ear. Because the thing is, like, he can't get angry anymore because I've already done what I can in that situation to, like, kind of control it, right?
So, okay.
So maybe it could be a listening ear perspective, lah.
No, and, but like, I feel like women don't understand when a man gets presented with this kind of thing, right?
Okay, it'll be anger first, is it?
It will be anger first.
Yes.
It's like, holy shit, someone disrespected someone I love.
You, like,
I'm going to kill this guy, right?
Okay, so Jarvis,
sorry,
I'm
going
to
do drastic things that are not illegal to this
No, Jarvis, if I tell you, right, if I'm your girlfriend and that happens, I say that, hey, anyway, I already called police. Will you
still
get angry?
If you never call police? Okay, she was in a very vulnerable position where she... She didn't. She thought she's trying to help someone, but she got taken advantage of.
Yeah.
So she was in that kind of position.
Okay.
But she told me in fear that I was gonna do this, and she just didn't want me to do this, but I did it anyway. But, yeah lah, that. I did it anyway lah, but because she's fucking helpless, you know.
Okay.
It's not you the want police. Your police means that. Like, okay, police is coming. I'll be very happy. But no lah, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, if he helps me like to get the police in and like helps me tell my story on my behalf because I'm so fucking shocked, right? That like I can't process my words. Then I think he's helping me.
Yeah, but
I think he's doing all this actually out of love, which is it's good. Passion. I mean, I don't know. Am I crazy?
I think it's vigilante, like, Batman.
I don't think you're a vigilante. I feel like you're doing it because you love the girl so much. You don't want them to be hurt.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why. Yeah,
I think. I mean, I understand the reaction, right? But if I'm telling you something, if I'm confiding in you, you also need to consider that, like, your partner needs to consider, like, okay, what does my partner now need from me?
Okay.
Not really like a problem solving mode. Like, this is a problem solving mode. And I understand because you want to protect. The natural instinct is to be protective.
Mm.
But also, okay, then if I'm reacting this way, then how does my partner feel? Because she came to me to confide in me. You know?
So, like, now she has to deal with two things.
Yeah.
The issue at hand and also her partner's reaction.
Yes.
Okay, Rin. Okay, let me ask you this very simple question.
Mm.
If, I put myself in the position, okay? If my partner comes to me and says that, someone just groped my tits. Do you expect me to, someone groped your tits. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Sit down. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Someone groped your tits without your permission. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Do you expect a man?
What?
Oh, would you want a man like that?
Hey, fuck with a fucking jiba. Hey, what's going on? Fuck. That is my immediate reaction. Who the fuck is that guy?
I mean, yes, you came to this guy because this someone you fucking love. But someone just infiltrated her personal space from our perspective. And that personal space is, it's not because I own you. It's because you are feeling shit because someone, a third party, someone out there just fucking groped your tits. So we are fucking feeling shit for you, not because you touched my girlfriend. I don't give a fuck about that. It's you. Your fucking privacy is now gone.
Sure.
So that's why we are angry.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get the reaction. I'm not saying that I don't. It's just, okay, then what does your partner need from you, you know? Is it comfort? Like, what comes first?
I don't think at that point we will be able to listen to all this. I think a good boyfriend will take action. Will not sit down there and ask you who and how are you feeling alright.
Actually, my partner does this now, right? My partner's very sweet. He's a very sweet man. He'll be like, actually, what do you need from me now? Sometimes, I'll give you other scenarios that are not so, like, a bit serious, right? Like, at work, it's gonna be a very shit day. He'll tell me, like, okay, what do you need now? Do you want a hug or anything? When he comes off with that, right, then I'll be able to tell him, like, okay, actually, can you help me go and call police or something? Can you help me, like...
In this situation?
No, not in the same one.
Yeah, yeah, because if he reacts, like, I have to worry about, like...
The consequences of his reaction.
Yes, consequences
like,
of...
Hey, this fella gonna go to jail because of this.
Yeah, what if he...
Legit go and beat the fella, then, yeah.
Yes, so I'd rather avoid that and be like, okay, you know what, I think what I need right now is a hug, firstly. And secondly, let's do a police report. Can we do it together? Something like that.
But at the same time, though... Right, I think as a man myself, I also have experience when chicks just don't know what the fuck they want.
Yeah,
they don't know what they need. So just I don't know. I'm just telling you. I don't know what I want. Then the guy is sat over there, cock in hand, don't know what to do.
So he will say like, oh, you want me to call police or like, does he ask all these questions like probing questions? Is it?
Right. So the key is just like he's trying to find out. He's still trying to figure it out. He's not like, you don't know what you want, so fuck, what you want me to do? What you want me to do? You want me to go and bring the sky down? Think, I magic, like, yeah, then that's dismissive, right?
It's just a bit hard to deal with, right?
Yeah.
No, but I think ultimately, even as a man who, ultimately, I still felt like helpless.
Yeah.
Because a Grab driver can just drop off and out.
Yeah.
And whatever I did, I call and everything, he's still out there.
The fella, there was no like police case.
No,
or
because my partner is someone who's scared of her parents. Never wanted to go to the cops because never wanted her parents to be involved. So, he's still out there. So that's a fucked up thing.
Just to clarify, your partner is like this was a while back or like she's younger?
No, it's about 3 years ago. It's not a while back.
But she's not like a...
Underage.
Underage.
No, she's not.
Right.
She's not.
Oh, okay.
No, she's not. So, some Indian women are fucking scared of their parents.
Yeah. Get it. Okay.
They're fucking scared. I mean, we live in Singapore. We are scared of our parents.
Mm.
And then some people are fucking scared of parents. Police means parents will think the worst. Mm. You know?
Like, what did my kid do?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I mean, well, I'm glad that we managed to get this, like, points. I think it's very interesting. So,
just to conclude everything, lending a jacket, fuck that bitch.
Ambiguous, ambiguous.
Yeah. Crash on your couch because she's drunk, fuck that bitch.
No, that is 50-50.
50-50. Yeah.
50-50. Dropping her home in the front seat, fuck that bitch, but okay lah, never mind.
If on the way.
Calling her babe or dear.
Fuck that babe.
Really
fuck that
bitch. Cannot.
Fuck that bitch. Okay, so that's the conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for tuning to the Linkard Show. Thank you to Kenpai, obviously, for... We're still working on the sake, like. We're still working on the sake, right?
Yes, nope.
We are.
No.
Nope.
We are
done with sake. I guess one more bottle.
Okay, let me just complete the sake.
And now the sake is completed.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, another one.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well.
Sake is done.
Sake is done.
Now, Clemens, suck the sake.
Yeah.
Then he laughed.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Linkard Show. We will catch you guys in the next one. Cheers.
Linkard.
Thank you, Kenpai.
7, 8, 9.